from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 25th day of August, right outside the beautiful Dave Pell's Scoring Game School at Chateau Alain, up in Brazelton for the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament. And it is just getting beautiful. It's getting postcard-like out here, right?
Yeah, it is.
What they call it in the Chamber of Commerce days?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we got. And it's still rolling in, getting ready to play. How you doing?
I tried to get over there and weasel a little couple, you know, 9-iron shots off of Dave.
Yeah.
He's getting warmed up. He's in that playing mode. But we're right next to the driving range. So I ran over there real quick. I was chipping earlier. I put one in a hole. It wasn't a golf hole.
It was a hole.
And I couldn't see the ball. It went down in the hole.
Is it no?
So we're having fun out here. Are you ready to talk to Megan L. Hall?
Yes.
I almost made the mistake of just calling her Megan Hall, but I didn't want to offend her because some people want that initial thrown in there.
Get it right.
So good morning, Megan.
Morning.
Thank you again for joining us.
Good morning. And yeah, I had to put the initial out there. Apparently Megan Hall is a really popular name, which I did not know until I got married. So, you know, I have to get a little fancy here.
Okay. And not worse than, you know, you Google your name and you find the other people who have it.
90 people show up.
And what they do.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
So, what were we talking about yesterday with Noel having to do with the WNBA that we wanted to bring over to this conversation with Megan? We talked to Dave Dan Gads yesterday, and he's talking about the growth. That's his job with Dream, but he was also talking about the overall growth of the league. When you talk about it, and I guess we'll bring you in at that point, Megan, when you look at now at the overall growth of the league, the growth, if you want to pinpoint the Atlanta Dream, do you feel like it's in a good spot right now? The things that they should be pushing a little bit harder to bring visibility to it, or you like where it's at right now?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I think there's a lot of great things happening, but I think for me, from my perspective, there's always room to continue growing. One of the things that the league has talked about at length is storytelling and leaning into that. I thought the Dream did a fantastic job of that. I think that was last season where they did a whole entire content series of like Made for the A, and it was hey, you know, this is my journey to the Atlanta Dream and how I got here. It was a really great inside look at, you know, folks like Cheyenne Parker-Tyus and how she became a mom and how she got integrated into Atlanta. And that's the type of storytelling that not only fans want, but like as someone who's actively covering the team, like you want those stories too. You want to be able to see more of those. So I think as the league continues to grow, you have this new media rights deal that, you know, will start in a couple of years here. And I think as you lean more into those opportunities to tell the stories, like, yeah, the league's going to continue growing. You also have to think about, too, that college basketball is continuing to, you know, just grow and grow and grow. And right now you're seeing this convergence of college basketball and WNBA, you know, hitting each other essentially or emerging right at the same time. And so I think those are going to be tied going forward, especially, you know, class of 2025. Paige Beckers is coming a couple of years later. You're going to get Juju Watkins, hopefully. Like, you know, there's a lot happening, a lot of good growth going on.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline on this Sunday morning with Megan L. Hall. And she is social. You can find her at It's Megan L. Hall. It's Megan L. Hall. Thoughts about what we have before us here, especially before we get into tomorrow night, the way the Atlanta Dream has returned from the Olympic break. Seemed like there's some renewed energy with this program. Some people are healthy, and we're seeing them getting some bounces and some breaks and winning some games that kind of got away from them, you know, when they were playing them earlier in the season.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, to be honest with you, I think a lot of that has to be contributed to having the pieces that you thought you would, you know, when the Dream went out and got Tina Charles and Jordan Canada in the offseason. I think for them, Jordan Canada opens up so much more. Obviously, it helps you. You've got your floor general, right? You've got someone on the floor who can facilitate, but it frees up Ryan Howard. It frees up Alicia Gray. And Tina Charles has been playing a lot more free, I think, as of late. And that's all great, you know, positive signs for the Dream. They're healthy, like you mentioned. Injuries were just absolutely, they were brutal before the Olympic break. And so I think really, this is just my opinion, but I don't think there's any team who really benefited more from the Olympic break than the Atlanta Dream. It finally gave them a chance to get healthy. We talked to several players, Haley Jones, Maya Caldwell, Nia Coffey, who all said, hey, we spent time together with the Olympic break. We were playing games. Things got a little, you know, feisty when we were playing Taboo, and we didn't realize how competitive we were. You know, so that sounds like they had fun, and they were able to lean into that and then transfer that to the court.
Megan L. Hall joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I promise not to make this question as long-winded and nonsensical as the last one. What are we looking at when we look at Tina Charles? And I asked this to Noel yesterday, too. Do you believe the just due for the type of player she has been throughout her career? We do this on the male side all the time. We make jokes about the fact that people have to remember, oh, yeah, Jimmy Johnson, the NASCAR championships. Oh, Tim Duncan, he's not always the first power forward you think of when you talk about all-time greats in the NBA. So is Tina Charles getting the due you believe after the record that she just set last week?
I think you're starting to see shades of it, but I don't think that you'll probably see it until whenever that day comes that Tina retires. I like to think of it as, you know, you have people who are what I like to say, like humbly great. The folks who, you know, it is all about organization, all about team, all about everyone else but themselves. And that is Tina Charles through and through. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that, you know, when we go back and look at these conversations, we're like, oh, man, we should have been making more noise about this. Or, oh, man, like, what is this? You know, why didn't we say more about this? And I think that's because Tina didn't necessarily want it that way. She wants it to be about the team. She wants it to be about, you know, the bigger long-term goals. And I think that's the way she wants it. But I think if you're asking me, oh, no, we're throwing a party. I'm getting streamers. We're going to be loud, megaphone. I need all the things. You know what I mean? Because I think – sometimes, you know, you gotta give people their flowers while you still can, right? And I don't want it to take someone retiring before we're finally like, oh man, what a career. Like, you know what I mean? We watched The Dream the other night, gave Tina Charles a basketball with, you know, her record broken on it and a tribute video. And it was the first time I have seen Tina cry, kind of, you know, shed tears. She's not very emotional, at least from our perspective, let me say that, from the media perspective. But it was so good to see her, you know, watch this video, see Gino, you know, Ariema, you've got her mom on this video, Tina Thompson's on this video. I mean, fantastic, you know, fantastic video. Dionys Rossi as well. And just to see her kind of show some emotion, you knew how much it meant to her, which in that moment, the only thing I could think about is we've got to start giving people their flowers more often, letting them know how much we appreciate them, their contributions to the game. And I tweeted this the other night, but it's an honor to get to witness her greatness. Is something about seeing Tina and Dionys Rossi on the same court that just blows your mind, and you don't, you know, it's you're getting ready for a regular season game, but that's history standing right there in front of you. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, we've got to do that job of giving people their flowers regularly.
Megan, it seems like that's something that's really happening right now with the WNBA. And you talk about some things that, you know, maybe some things that are taking place this season that may have caught them off guard. And obviously, we think about one thing this past week where you had a game playing in Boston that wasn't, you know, made available on television. You know, to me, that's, you dropped the ball. Maybe you underestimated it. Maybe you didn't plan for it, whatever. But it seems like when you talk about really seizing an opportunity to tell your story, yeah, one of them was Tina Charles. One is coming tomorrow night. We're going to have members from the 96 Olympic team that really launched the WNBA when Indiana comes to town. And then just last night, Indiana at Minnesota with Maya Moore. That's my GOAT. I mean, a lot of people want to say this new player in is the greatest and whatnot, and she just got here. Maya did, and then quickly her star just vanished. And we talk about how long Tina Charles has been here, but in her short window of time, Maya did so much. And I feel personally about her because I covered her high school career here in town at Collins Hill High School, and so very proud of her. She got her recognition with Caitlin in the building. Talk about that.
Yeah, man. You know, I watched the game last night. Obviously, it was a great game. It was great to see Maya there. I think it was they got her on, you know, the broadcast, and she's speaking on the broadcast. But my favorite part of the whole night was actually the storytelling that went on during her retirement ceremony. And, you know, there was people who we were conversing online on Twitter, you know, back and forth about, you know, more people should have access to this, or people say, no, that's fine, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I think it just speaks to the media rights deal that the WNBA has in terms of decision making. You know, obviously this is decided before the season, right? You decide what games are, you know, going to be on TV, what are, you know, what matchups you'll promote this way or that way. But I think one of the things that I'm looking forward to when the new media rights deal comes on is having more control, the WNBA having more control over what games are, you know, promoted in certain areas and not. I think, you know, obviously the Lynx did their job and they wanted, you know, they wanted it to be a certain way or whatnot, but I think it would have been fantastic for more people to have seen, you know, that retirement ceremony other than through the WNBA app. And so for me, I think this is one of those things where it's like, how do you find the correct balance of storytelling and making sure that you have access to it, making sure that people are invested and want to tell those stories. I do think that, you know, the game in TV Garden earlier in the week, yeah, Dejanay Carrington called out the league for it. She's like, what is this? Why, you know, why wasn't this on TV? And, you know, obviously the WNBA hasn't commented. You know, as far as I know, I think their hands were tied because of their media rights deal. But then it, you know, just speaks to, okay, when we get these deals going forward, like, these are the things we need to be thinking about. You got a sold-out game of 19,000 people plus. It's the first WNBA game in TD Garden, right? And this is no slight to the Sparks, but, like, the Sparks aren't fantastic right now. So, you know, you came to watch the Sparks and the Sun, and sold-out game. Jason Tatum pulls up, Drew Holiday pulls up, like, you know, hey, people are here, and it wasn't on TV, and that was a bummer, right? Like, that was like, wow. We really, you know, we really got to offer more opportunities. But I will say this, the more that the league continues to grow, the more that these matchups continue to draw, you know, the record numbers, you know, more specifically, I'm thinking about also, like, you know, Monday night's game against the Dream and Fever. The more that you're going to want to see it being on larger, you know, national TV networks.
Yep.
Ask your question.
No, I just think it's cool also that the members of the Olympic team from 96 will be there because we will get a chance to see them in front of this big crowd. I think that's so important, and we're going to be doing that here in town tomorrow night.
Big night. You want to bring her in, have a little fun with Megan, and bring her on something we talked about yesterday?
What was that?
You and Noel put your teams together, and we'll see if Megan can pick which one. We had a little fun yesterday, Megan. We were talking obviously WNBA, and conversations went down a rabbit hole a little bit. But anyway, as we came up, Noel and Sam chose their all-time UConn and Tennessee teams. And wanted to see who would win. Now, obviously, Sam thinks his team's going to win, if you can remember who yours, and Noelle, she's there, and she's ready to come if she can, with her five. And we want to see who you think would win. So, Sam, who were your five? Actually, you had like six Tennessee players. You remember who they were?
I got them right here. Got Shamiqua Hoseclaw, Candace Parker, got Kara Lawson running the point, got Tamika Catchings, and Nikki McRae or Michelle Snow. I go to Nikki McRae and give me Cindy Brogdon off the bench.
And we're up against it. So, Noel, can you – or if you have a second, Noel. Yeah, no, impressive, right? Noel, are you too busy right now to come on?
We got Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird. Who did I have playing the wing? Maya Moore in the wing. Stewie and Tina Charles Center.
There you go. Is she leaving off Rebecca Lobo?
Rebecca Lobo coming off the bench. All right, we're up against it, Megan. Who wins? this is like family feud. You only got a second. Tick, 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 tick.
Why would you do this to me? Oh my gosh. I actually wrote these down in front of me so I could like review them. To be honest with you, I don't know, y'all. Every time I think that I'm leaning one way, I can't. I'm actually probably going to say. I'm going to say Noelle's probably just because, wow.
She's going with UConn. Really. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Go with UConn. That's no doubt.
All right.
And that breaks my heart because Candace Parker is my goat.
As you know, that's why they play the games. But anyway, Megan, we just want to have a little fun with you. Yeah, you're part of the show right now, so we include you in all this stuff. But thank you as always. We will be talking to you soon, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
For sure. Thanks, y'all. I appreciate you.
There you go, Megan O'Hall. It's USA Today. Up next, got some money flying through the air. Going to let you know how you can get some casting call jobs. That's up next. And remember, 9 o'clock hour, going to get back to Georgia Tech, Florida State. Joe Patrick's going to join us, talk to the Falcons, and get you set for today's matchup. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, here at the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.